we're ready. And is that you, Susan?
Yes, this one is me.
Okay, I've got David Elkinich.
Mm-hmm, that is the attorney for...
Okay, Mr. Elkinich, we understand that you're here with us today, representing Ms. Fagan.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, this is David Elkinich. I am here on behalf of Ms. Fagan. Thank you for allowing me to appear.
Thank you. You know the procedure here, so we're going to go ahead and hear from Investigator Myers first on this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Lindsay, Commissioners, Investigator Susan Myers. Item 42 is a preliminary review report for former Secretary of State Shamia Fagan. The complaint in this case alleged that Ms. Fagan may have engaged in a prohibited use of office and failed to disclose conflicts of interest during her tenure as Secretary of State, primarily relating to travel expense reimbursements for various trips both within and outside of Oregon, on which Ms. Fagan was accompanied by her children, other relatives, her romantic partner, as well as the family dog. There is an exception to the prohibited use of office statute for reimbursements. The exception provides that it is not a prohibited use of office for a public official to seek or receive reimbursement of expenses from their public body for expenses incurred in the conduct of official duties, so long as the reimbursement complies with applicable laws and policies. The Secretary of State conducted an internal review, and it appears that from that initial review, Ms. Fagan may have only sought reimbursement for the portion of travel expenses related to her own expenses, not those of her family. The Secretary of State's office, during our preliminary review, did send over the travel documentation, which is well over 500 pages. During the short period of our preliminary review, we have not been able to examine all of the documentation to determine whether those reimbursements were permitted under the existing laws and policies. With respect to one of her travel reimbursements, an August 2022 trip through Southern and Eastern Oregon, Ms. Fagan did submit a self-reported complaint to the Commission in November 2022. The Commission at that time did not open a case based on the complaint because the information provided did not appear to indicate a violation of government ethics law. However, it appears from the current complaint and the additional documentation provided by the Secretary of State's office that there may have been more information relating to that trip than was initially provided to us. Further investigation is needed in this case to determine whether any of the reimbursements could constitute a prohibited use of office or give rise to a conflict of interest. Issues include requesting double queen rooms rather than singles because she had her family with her. We would need to confirm whether those hotel rooms had any higher charge and if the reimbursement was for the lesser rate. Renting a full-size SUV rather than a compact or economy vehicle. We would need to look at whether by renting the SUV for her family while her staff member had to rent a separate vehicle to accompany them, whether this constituted an avoidance of financial detriment, the family not taking their own vehicle, or a financial benefit if she was accessing the state rental contract prices, and whether during those trips there were side excursions for which the state was charged. The complaint also raised questions about double dipping, that on some of these same trips, Ms. Fagan also sought payment or reimbursement from her campaign funds or from the sponsoring entities. There were simply questions raised as to whether those reimbursements from the campaign funds were for her own expenses or those of her family. While we have no jurisdiction over how The campaign funds are spent, obviously. The policy does provide that if you're on travel status and your travel is being paid by another entity, you can't then seek payment from the state or from your public body. So the report that is in your meeting books recommends moving this case to investigation, simply so that we can look at the extensive documentation and confirm to what extent each of these reimbursements was or was not permitted under the existing policies.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Commissioners, any questions for Investigator Myers? Seeing none, Mr. Elkanich, we'll give you a chance to respond. We can't hear you. If you can try to unmute yourself, maybe. There we go.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, it's only been about 2 years we've been doing this. I should have known. I apologize. Good morning, everybody. And again, thank you for allowing me to appear this morning. As you all know, I believe Ms. Myers included a copy of our August 4th, 2023 letter to the commission that requests the commission dismiss the complaint. At this point, I just defer to that letter and the enclosures there too, and have no further comment at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Elkanich? All right, seeing none, are there any commissioners prepared to make a motion? Commissioner Fisher?
Chair, I will make a motion. Let me just say, a preamble, I want to express my appreciation to the staff for the precision of the documentation about what else needs to be reviewed if we were to move to an investigation. Mr. Chair, that said, I hereby move that the commission find there is a substantial objective basis for believing that former Secretary of State Shamia Fagan may have violated ORS 244.040 sub 1 and ORS 244.120 sub 2, and that the commission should investigate accordingly.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Commissioners, any questions or comments on Commissioner Fiskum's motion? Seeing none, let's call the vote. Do we see a hand raised? Oh, Commissioner Payne, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make a comment, maybe more than anything, or raise a concern, because it just appears to me that the staff report's comment about former Secretary Fagan's prior self-report may be mischaracterizing her prior self-report. My understanding of her prior self-report is that it's not as limited as it's being characterized, because it did attach the entire complaint against her, which included the 6 months of complaints against her that were made. And I understand that her cover letter explained the one trip to the OTLA convention that I think the audit found was of possible particular concern. But she does also attach this hotline web complaint that's made against her, outlining these sort of 6 months of travel complaints that are made against her, and so I just have a concern that that she brought this self-report to the commission previously, and the commission could have investigated those 6 months of travel complaints previously, and it declined to do so. And I just want to make a comment about that, because now we are investigating the same thing that she self-reported earlier, and I just have concerns about this commission declining to investigate something she brought forth previously, and now choosing to do so. I don't know that that's a problem, but it just seems that she made an effort to bring those issues before this commission previously and asked for guidance, and this commission declined to investigate previously. I understand there's possibly more information before this commission now, but I personally think that's concerning when somebody self-reports and brings facts before this commission and the commission declines to investigate, but then somebody else reports them and now this commission decides to investigate. That feels concerning to me on some level.
Thank you, Commissioner Payne. Those are good points. I appreciate you bringing those up. Commissioners, any other further questions? Or Investigator Myers, do you want to respond? Or?
No, I appreciate the concerns. And I don't want to suggest, I don't intend to make a suggestion that the self-report in November was disingenuous. I don't think it was. What I'm trying to convey is that when I'm looking through all of the new information, there's a lot more that is provided, including about that trip, than was in the original complaint. There's information suggesting that she may have been using the state contract for the SUV rental, that at least if it was in the original complaint, I didn't notice, which may be on me, but I simply want to ensure that we have looked at all of the information to confirm whether the reimbursements were allowed under the policy. It may be that they absolutely were. I don't know. I simply need time to make those determinations based on the documentation.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Commissioners, any other comments on the current motion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and call for the vote. Thank you.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Commissioner McCauley?
Aye.
Commissioner Payne?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Chair Lindsay?
Aye.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you, Mr. Alkonich. We'll be in touch, of course.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.